can't take decisions in your life outside of God. God wants everybody to be in the marketplace. God wants everybody to be a multiplier. You see people who say they are serious about their Christian faith and they are not serious about God's word. How does that work? Can you say I'm satisfied? Healing is my bread. Healing is my right. Prosperity is my right. I excel in class. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm wondering if I'm more excited than the people celebrating 10 years. 10 years of God's faithfulness, of God's miracles, of God's help, of God's wisdom, of God's creativity, of God's healing, of God's prosperity, of God's leading, of God's guidance, of God's honor, of God's mercy, of God's favor, of God's influence. What a God. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Amen. And like Pastor Kari said, we know the pose. Praise the Lord. We just take. God has given us all things. Hallelujah. So like I started to say yesterday, all that is in my heart for you is to stretch. 10 years have been glorious. But Paul says, forgetting the past. We don't stay perpetually in defeat. Neither do we stay perpetually in victory. There are more grounds to cover. Can you say I stretch? So we stretch because we have victory in affliction and life. Praise the Lord. So I celebrate everyone in Glory Zone Church. Praise the Lord. Celebrate yourselves. Hallelujah. I celebrate all the ministers here, all the pastors, all the partners. Because without the partners, and I think I should start from there. In Exodus 17, you will see something very interesting happen. I'm going to be saying many things. Listen to me by your spirit. And write as much as you can write. And then probably listen to the tapes later. And I'm going to walk within time. But so many things to tell you this morning, and you'll be blessed. Praise the Lord. In Exodus 17, God tells Israel to go and defeat the Amalekites, meaning Amalek means the ultimate of evil. So go and destroy evil. And three categories of people are noticed in that scripture. You see Moses, then you see Aaron and Hur, and then you see Joshua and the troops. And it is interesting that Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the mountain. Moses representing the ministry gifts, Aaron and Hur representing the multipliers, and Joshua and the army representing the marketplace. But what is interesting is that as long as Moses' hands was down, no matter what Joshua and the troops did, they lost. Meaning that the architecture for victory and success is the anointing. And the anointing cannot work without the multipliers. Because Moses' hands came down. There are times of discouragement. Remember what Reverend Duncan said yesterday about Abraham being depressed and God telling him to look up. Remember a time in 1 Samuel 30 that the people that David had helped plan to stone him, and he had to encourage himself in the Lord. So you need partners. You need ministry multipliers. Praise the Lord. So I am celebrating the partners of Glory Zone Church, particularly. Because you are that bridge that makes the anointing, the ministry gifts function and enable us in the marketplace to succeed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, I celebrate our covenant brother and friend, Pastor and Mrs. Joe Ice of Theta Life Christian Church in Kefi. God bless you. I celebrate our friend, Pastor Joe Dihi. God bless you. I celebrate Pastor Anointed and Pastor Barrister Sarah Tende, resident pastor of Father's Delight International Ministry, Zaria. God bless you. I celebrate my wife, Pastor Mekafie Foluke Phillips. Mekafie means my cup runs over. That's why nothing finishes in our house. And Foluke means gather, treat her with love. I mean, I'm the most loved human being on earth. Praise the Lord. Help me celebrate the bone of my bones. We've been married for 19 glorious years. And we have two lovely daughters, like Pastor Kari said, 18. One is 18 and the other is going to be 17. Praise the Lord. And with a standing ovation, celebrate the set man and woman of Glory Zone Church. Pastor Dr. Karis and Pastor Peniel Amewelt. You know, when Pastor Peniel was leading us to pray, I said, May God give us praying wives. How can you fail? You see, me, I'm confident in life because my wife is praying. She's a praying machine. And I'm praying for young ministers. I pray for you that your wife is a praying machine. And I pray for you, wonderful women, that you are a praying machine. I pray for you. So I celebrate my friends. Thank you for the hospitality. Thank you for honoring us. Thank you for this great privilege. We do not take it for granted. And of course, God said stretch. And God said new things. So we stretch and we receive new things. On behalf of GSGI Rafa Support Foundation and all our partners, we celebrate you and we congratulate you. 10 years, no be being so. 10 years is great. And we celebrate you. Thank you for the great things you are doing in the body of Christ. Thank you for depopulating hell. Thank you for making God rejoice. Because I see our Father, I always see him in a white agbada just dancing. That's how I see God. Just dancing, excited about all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, and you are blessed. Please be seated. Amen. So, we are here. God is here. And we run. Praise the Lord. So, like I said yesterday, you are the champion of the marketplace. Don't take it as a joke. From this meeting, unimaginable things will start happening for you. Amen. Suddenly, people will come to your rising. Amen. Suddenly, people will want you to be in their team. Amen. And suddenly, even the easiest things you do will be a success. Amen. Last week, we had events back to back for the first ever graduation since 1964 of the establishment of my unit. The first time ever we were going to combine officer cadets and recruits to pass out together. And it was mind-blowing. Even we knew it was the energy of God. I mean, the dressing was like razor. Dinner night, it was four events in 3 days. The first day was the beating of the retreat, where the chief of air staff was the guest of honor. The next day was the dinner night, where the cardinal state governor was guest of honor. Usually, we spent 3 hours doing dinner night. We did it in 2 hours because of efficiency in service. The next day was the passing out parade and peeping. We usually do peeping in 2 hours. We did it in 45 minutes. The Minister of Defense was the guest of honor, represented by the Chief of Defense Staff. The Chief of Defense Staff, as a Lieutenant Colonel, was the Academy Adjutant in the Defense Academy. He's the epitome of drill. Even that day, I had to be following him to be banging leg. His words was that this is the most outstanding parade he had seen in his life. Why is that? Because we pushed the limit. We stretched. Before me, they used to march 16 guards, which is about 800 people. We pushed it to 20 guards, matching 1,200 people. It was unbelievable. And for the first time in history, they saw 1,200 people do 5-minute silent drill. But I was not done with them. We used to do silent drill of 10 to 15 minutes of 64 people. We stretched to 128, and they did silent drill in 22 minutes. They saw a parade that they've never seen before. Praise the Lord. So I'm telling you, stretch. Tell your neighbor, stretch. It's time to stretch. It's time to be heard. It's time to do exploits. Did you hear me? It's time to stretch. It's time to be heard. It's time to do exploits, because nothing is impossible. They call me Mr. Nothing is Impossible. If they just want anything to succeed, they put it in my hands. And that is your story. Because nothing is impossible. Can you say nothing is impossible? Praise the Lord. From now and from this meeting, receive success in life. Amen. Receive success in marriage. Amen. Receive success in relationships. Amen. Receive success in your career. Amen. Receive success in your ministry. Amen. Receive success in business. Amen. Can you say after me, I have the life of Jesus? He's a light unto men. They believe in me. They see me. They come to, they are saved. And they come to the knowledge of the truth. Can you say I have the life of Jesus? I'm conscious of this life. I walk in this life. I enjoy every benefit of this life. I make the most of every opportunity, preaching the gospel with miracles, signs and wonders following. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk. Terminal diseases are terminated forever. The dead come back to life. Impossible things are made possible in the lives of those who hear me, in the lives of those who are associated with me, because I'm anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and I go about doing good, and I deliver those who are oppressed of the devil. Can you give the Lord a shout? Hallelujah. Romans 8. We have victory in life, and we have victory in affliction. Romans 8 from 31, and Pastor Peter talked about that. What can we ever say to such wonderful things? I'm reading Living Bible. If God is on our side, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son for us, but giving up for us all, won't he also surely give us everything else? Who dares accuse us, whom God has chosen for his own? Will God? No. He's the one who has forgiven us and given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? Will Christ? No. For he's the one who died for us and came back to life again. Can you tell your neighbor, nothing do you? Now you the world they wait for. I say nothing do you. We're talking about the God of our covenant. And God is saying stretch, stretch. I mean, one of the stories I love the most, because I'm a military man, I'm a general, I fight battles, I command troops who are in operations. And one of the stories I love the most, Joshua could have waited till the next day to finish the battle. He said, Lord, let the sun stand still so that I destroy my enemies today. Can you say it is today? We receive Eden today. It is set up today. No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You are hearing me now. We receive Eden today. Whether it's 150 million, whether it's 25 billion, we receive Eden today. It's time to stretch. It's not about you. He works in us to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's about God. Relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. Nothing do you. It's God all the way. So, No, for he's the one who died for us and came back to life again for us, and is sitting at the place of highest honor next to God, pleading for us here in heaven. Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us when we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed? Is it because he doesn't love us anymore? And if we are hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? No. For the scriptures tell us that for his sake, we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. But despite all this, tell your neighbor, despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us enough to die for us. Can you say, I have victory?
I have victory.
Tell your neighbor, stop falling mugu, you have victory. Tell your neighbor, the man due to nine loss. Oh, I love Michelle Obama. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were in a restaurant, and this guy kept on coming, talk to her, and leave. And then one time Barack asked her, who is that? He said, is the restaurant owner that I used to date. And I said, oh, it means that if you didn't marry me, that you will have been the wife of a restaurant owner. He said, no, if I didn't marry you, he will be the president of the United States. Woo! Glory to God! You must be audacious. You must be bold about who you are. Christians, and that's why I like the desire of this meeting, that we are raising an army that will be saviors in the world. The world is awaiting the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God, but I told them, not anymore, because Patrick Babatunde Phillips is alive. Not anymore. How can they be waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God when I did? I did military. They go see waiting they never see. Wait till we handle defense headquarters. Waiting be Boko Haram. Nonsense. Praise the Lord. So despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us enough to die for us. For I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death cannot, life cannot, the angels would not, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Message translation says, even the worst sins listed in the Bible, our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the dispersed ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Praise the Lord. Romans 12, Passion Translation. From verse 1. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercy? Sire, I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God, to be his sacred living sacrifices, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart, for this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. Till today, the greatest need of the church is the renewal of your mind. Because your spirit is complete, your spirit is perfect, your spirit is healed, your spirit is rich, your spirit is God. But your mind needs to accept it. And that's why you need meetings like this. Your mind needs to accept it. I see the kind of nonsense that I see believers accepting. And I know it's because their minds are not renewed. Samson was sleeping with harlots, and then they will threaten him. He will lift up a city gate. Go and lift up Jos gate now. It's by the anointing. He was conscious that he was in a covenant. And it is a requ covenant. A covenant that God put away. He didn't like. Then we were in the new covenant. One with God. Children of God. Blessed of God, empowered by God, the only species in the history of mankind that God will dwell in. Let me tell you, my number one CV, in case I forget to tell you, is God himself. That's why I cannot be intimidated. I've gone for courses abroad, and the first question they ask me is, did you school in America? I say, no, Niger. Full Niger, Niger primary school, Niger secondary school, Niger first degree, second degree, third degree, and I'm going for the fourth degree. Praise the Lord. I already have a PhD in leadership, honorary. And some people say, it no matter, it matter. Me too, I won't be doctor. Praise the Lord. Niger, and not just Niger, military. I went to Air Force Primary School, Command Children's School, Nigerian Military School, Nigerian Defense Academy, BSc in Mathematics, Nigerian Defense Academy, Master's International Affairs and Strategic Studies, Nigerian Defense Academy, MPhil, Master of Philosophy in Security and Strategic Studies. full Niger, full military, no peke of non-military inside me. And if you are intimidated, you are a soldier of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, you must know who you are. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride, and would ask you of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Indeed, honestly, assess your worth by using your God-given faith as a standard of measurement, and then you will see your true value with an appropriate self-esteem. In the human body, there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function, and so it is in the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. God's marvelous grace imparts to each one of us varying gifts and ministries that are uniquely ours. Can you see why Glory Zone Church stands out? Can you see why Glory Zone Church is needed? Because each is unique and stands out. So if God has given you the grace gift of prophecy, you must activate your gift. You. Tell your neighbor, stretch. You must activate your gift by using the proportion of faith you have to prophesy. If your grave gift is serving, then thrive in serving others well. If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and training others. If you have the grace gift of encouragement, then use it often to encourage others. If you have the grace gift of giving to meet the needs of others, then may you prosper in your generosity without any fanfare. If you have gift of leadership, be passionate about your leadership. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then flourish in all your cheerful display of compassion. Let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another. I never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. I wish I could read to the other, but my time is running. So let me jump to the last verse. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I have had several encounters, several, in the world, in a place of prayer, in meetings like this, several encounters. But it was just strong in my heart to lead you to recount about 10 outstanding encounters in my life. And like Pastor Peter said, I trust, and even Pastor Penny has said the same thing when leading prayers, I trust it will impact you. I trust you will glean wisdom from the things I'll be sharing. Praise the Lord. I have about 23 minutes and I'll be on time. Praise the Lord. It was later in life I found out that when I was 1 year old, they left me on a balcony and I fell from the balcony onto the ground. No broken bone, nothing. And so my parents felt that I'll be a special child. But it didn't mean anything. My father left when I was 3 years old. My younger brother was 1 year old. So I didn't have a father bringing us up. It was our mother that brought us up. Praise the Lord. Amen. And like I said, I went to Air Force Primary School, Command Children's School, eventually went to Nigerian Military School, and they used to pay us. And I was a Catholic boy. We were Catholic. My mom was Catholic. And my first encounter with God was through the tithes at 11 years old. I started tithing at 11 years old. I think they used to pay us whether 20 naira or something, and I used to tithe about 2 naira. But I started tithing when I was 11 years old. And I'm 50 now. That means I've been tithing for 39 years. And then one clown wants to come and tell us that tithing is not... he must be drinking something dangerous. Because tithing existed way before the law. Tithing is a covenant practice. And Deuteronomy 14:23 says, if you put God first, you will tithe. If you truly love God, you will tithe. Because it's a covenant practice. Tell your neighbor I tithe. My second experience, that was 1983. My second experience was in 1989 at 17 years old. Remember I said I was Catholic, so I did a 40 days Lent. And the interesting thing about being a first year in the Defense Academy is that you are running every time. I mean, I don't know what was pursuing us, but you can't walk. No, I'm sorry. In your first year, you cannot walk. It is a taboo to walk. So we run 20 kilometers, 40 kilometers. It was a taboo. When I mean taboo, the kind of paroofing, they will paroof you for walking. And yet, I was doing 40 days, fasting and prayer. I believed that it was true that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could survive on vegetables and water for 3 years. That was my second encounter with God. But it didn't mean anything. I wasn't born again. My third encounter was in January 2000. I got tired. Man, I was a rocker. I was telling Pastor Peniel, I was here, 97 to 99. They knew me in UJ. I had one bloody red Honda with American specs, sliding sunroof, hanging CD. Oh, God. But I got tired. And I asked God to help me. And he told me to read the Bible. And I read it from Genesis to Revelation. My first Bible then was the Good News Bible. And in my room then, as a student pilot in Kaduna, I received Jesus in my room. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in my room. And I received the purpose for living in my room, which was to love people and pull them out of pits. Psalm 41 to 3 says, I cried out to God. He heard me. He pulled me out of the pit. He set my feet on solid rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth that as I declare it, people shall fear and put their trust in God. And I asked him how. He said that I should endeavor to pray, love, and partner. In 1 Peter 4, 7 to 11, you see that same order. It says, the days of the end is at hand. Be people of prayer. Verse 8 now says, be people of love. And then 9 to 11 starts talking about partnership. And that's what we do in George J. Rafa Support Foundation. Praise the Lord. So our job is to pull believers out of the pit of self-effort and works, which is a denial of grace, Ephesians 2:8. It says, by grace that we have been saved, so that nobody can boast. And to pull unbelievers out of the pit of sin, which is a denial, which is unbelief in Jesus. Interestingly, that was the first time I was seeing it in John 16, verse 9, that sin is not smoking, drinking. Sin is unbelief in Jesus. The day you believe in Jesus, you are a saint. Praise the Lord. My fourth encounter was in April 2001, because then I started praying, because I'd become bigger than the words I was hearing. So I started praying for the assembly to go to. And in April 2001, Papa Deboe came to Kaduna for a Holy Ghost service, and I was blown apart. I mean, it was the most beautiful worship I'd heard. And I mean, your worship here is crazy, man. You guys are hallelujah. Amazing worship. So it was the most amazing worship I'd heard. And Papa Deboe preached for 10 minutes. The stadium was full. And when he gave altar call, see thousands coming. I mean, I wanted that. And that's how in June of that year, I went to Redeem, and that started my Pentecostal journey. Praise the Lord. My sixth encounter was in 2004 at 32. You know, I wanted to retire. I was a squadron leader then, a major, and we were flying in Kano then, and we had gotten married in 2003, and I was now in Kano on the jets, but I was just dissatisfied, and I really wanted to leave. But you can't take decisions in your life outside of God. So I kept on praying. Well, first, Pastor Mecca told me I was out of my mind. I shouldn't even think about it. So I was just praying. And somebody came and said that God said I should stay, because some people must remain in prison so that others can be saved. Acts 16. Praise the Lord. The story of Paul and Silas. And yours truly, that's why I'm still here, and that's why I'm so excited. And in that period, God showed me from Matthew 10, let's see if we can read it. Okay, Matthew 10, I'll just, because time is going, that you are the ministry. It changed my life. I'd never heard that before. You are the ministry. So whether you stay in the military or you go out, you are the ministry. Matthew 10:10 says you are the equipment. Message translation. You are the ministry. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, stay where you are, where God saved you. We got it confused, and we turned full-time ministry to pulpit ministry. No, full-time ministry is who you are. From the day you discover purpose, you have entered full-time ministry. Abraham was in full-time ministry. Isaac, Joshua, Joseph. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you must believe it so that you are not running helter-skelter. The reason you studied IT is for the kingdom. Not everybody. God doesn't want everybody to be a ministry gift. God wants everybody to be in the marketplace. God wants everybody to be a multiplier. But God doesn't want everybody to be a ministry gift. It's there. Romans 8, 1 Corinthians 12. Praise the Lord. I didn't make it up. Praise Jesus. So, thank God I stayed. And because I stayed, that's why you can call me general today. And we know what we have used our office and our influence to do for the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. My seventh encounter was in 2007. I was 35 then. And that began our journey of prosperity. Man, money no deal. For 6 months, we didn't have cotton in our house. Palo, rumo. Thank God we were on the second floor. Yes. On the base. Because I don't know how my wife did it. You know, now I'm thinking, man, are you crazy? Because me, I was a butter boy. I mean, in my fourth year, because in your fourth year, they want to kill you. That's your when you do your degree. I read mathematics. So I knew that the way to survive was not to go to the dining hall. So I asked my mother for 40K in 1988. Can you imagine 40K every term? I was a big boy. I will eat masa in the morning, eat pounded yam for lunch, take Indomie. That's why till today I don't eat Indomie. Since I left academy, I can't stand it. I had cartons. I had eaten Indomie in every way possible. Praise the Lord. Amen. But see me, and then I passed out. My mother bought me an American spec. In fact, when I became an officer, my mother or uncle gave me 40K, hard rug. I mean, I was a big boy. If you enter my house now, slaughter. Then see me, I'm born again. I'm walking on the street, entering cab. Thank God that by that time, God had delivered us and we had a Honda Prelude, Honda Accord. But no curtains. It wasn't God, though. I sat there in the parlor, nothing in the parlor, TV on top of a box and on a stool. And I started crying for my life. Because I was earning 50K, we would tie it 5K, remaining 45K. We would send 20K to three guys that were sending to school in Makurdi, remaining 25 guys. And we had like three other people staying with us. So the rest of us with our two kids, about seven of us living on 25K. So where you go buy the cotton from? Praise the Lord. And as I sat down there crying, God spoke to me from Joel 2. He said, never again will you be put to shame. That same day, a sister of mine who is married to a major general now, that is a major general now, came visiting the next day, just looked at me and she, because they knew me in Kanu, they knew Bobo. And they were wondering, is it born again that has turned this guy like this? So the next day, she takes my wife to the market and buys curtains for the whole house. In February, my mom passed. I go to Ibadan. In 1 week, God gave us, we need about 900,000, close to a million. In 1 week, we had the money, buried my mom. I'm the first kid. That same year, I got 307, Peugeot 307, brand new. Now, me tear the leather, 80 kilometers. I drove it from Lagos to Kaduna. That same year, I became air assistant to the Air Officer Commanding Training Command, then his Air Training Command now. In 1 month, he became Air Officer Tactical Air Command in Makurdi. So in a space of less than 2 months, I'd become an air assistant to two AOCs in two different commands. Our life changed. From there, I became a directing staff in the defense, in our command and staff college, which is like a military professor. That's our prime military training institution. And everything was working. In fact, a time came that people were lobbying to come to my syndicate, because once you come to my syndicate, you are passed. In fact, there was one competition we did. Out of five groups, they gave me two to supervise. They came first and second. On Thursday, we did research and development competition for the intercommand, because you do at the command level before you go to the Air Force level. 5 units were presented. Only my unit presented 2 projects, making 6 projects. They came first and second. Praise the Lord. Oh, you have excellence in you that if you deploy, the world will stand still. Praise the Lord. You do, tell your neighbor, nothing do you. If you know it, you carry. Tell your neighbor if you know it, you carry. The 8th encounter was in 2010. I was 38 then. I'd gotten to the headquarters as a wing commander and nothing was working. And my seniors were comfortable. I said, what? I started praying January, February, March till December. And in December, God gave a word. He said, I'm making the regiment the cornerstone of all Air Force operations and Armed Forces operations. And at that time, it was the worst trade. In fact, by the time I joined the regiment in 2004, my mentors in flying, the pilots, they stopped talking to me for 2 years. They say, I've thrown away my future. Because it was like if you wanted the worst people, the people that couldn't pass, send them to the regiment until God came to the regiment. And then I started praying. And then God said, the cornerstone of Air Force operations, we are struggling to even survive. By the time I joined, everybody was leaving the regiment, we were about 300. By 2010, we had managed to be 1,000. And then God said, the cornerstone of Air Force operations, Armed Forces operations, Air Force, I could even manage Armed Forces. And by 2012, I got a call from the Chief of Air Staff that I needed to mobilize people to AFISMA in an operation to save the problems in Mali. And the French president had called the Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, then, that if Nigerian troops don't deploy, that French troops were not going to deploy, and Mali was in trouble. And the only people that had the capability for deployment were the regiment of the Nigerian Air Force, because we had mobility, and we had to do it in 48 hours. Now, they were scattered all over the place, my best hands. It was only 2 of us that were trained on the Tavor assault weapon from Israel. So, and me, I had to be in the headquarters to coordinate things, and the other rank, the warrant officer in the field, we now had to go and get, the weapons were in Lagos, they took C-130, flew him to Lagos, collected the weapons, then started going from unit to unit to assemble 40 people. He was teaching them on the aircraft, took them to Kaduna. While we were doing that, they were buying all the equipment they needed, met them in Kaduna, and in 48 hours, we were in Niamey Airport in Niger, and I saw on CNN, Nigerian Air Force Regiment deploys. It was the most amazing time in my life. Tell your neighbor, stretch. Nothing do you. Everything is possible with you. We realized that the Air Force, okay, in 2013, our base was attacked in Maiduguri, and then we set up committees, and then I was asked to draft the base defense concept that we secure our bases, and I did that in 2015. And so now we now started to develop the regiment in 2 categories, those that we protect the bases and those that we fight as special operations forces. And so we realized that the best force protectors in the world were the Royal Air Force Regiment, and they have been established since 1948. They fought in wars. And then we had the Israelis, who are best in close quarter battle and fighting people close range. Because if you go to Israel, I've been to Tel Aviv, these guys, they are blood you. Israel is smaller than Lagos, but what they deploy in terms of military defense is beyond compare. They are one of the highest exporters of microchips in the world and military weapons. In fact, we use 2 of their weapons, the Tavor assault rifle and the AK-103. And when we brought in these guys, we entered into a 5-year collaboration for them. Right now, nobody can defend bases like the Air Force Regiment, and nobody can fight like the Air Force Regiment. In fact, I can't even go into some deep things. But one thing you need to understand is that state government started asking for us by name. From 3 operations when I became director of regiment, which is my 9th encounter, 2017, at 45, I had seniors. And that's how the chief of air staff just made me director of regiment. I was still a group captain then, a colonel equivalent. And in fact, they said he had penciled my name months before then. He was not a believer or an unbeliever. And immediately I got that appointment from the Defense College. I started praying, and God gave me a word from Colossians 2:6, Living Bible. He says, just as you trusted me for salvation, trust me for every day's problems. Man, there was problems, though. 2.5 years. And from 2,000 men that I inherited, grew them to over 4,500. Everybody was changing to the regiment. Everybody, including pilots. Right now, we are over 5,700. We are one quarter of the Air Force. And I've been the most senior regiment officer since 2018. And this leads me to the 10th encounter last year. I was 49. I have had 4 letters of commendation, 3 from the Chief of Air Staff, 1 from an officer commanding. I have done unimaginable things, unbelievable things. And when we had the last crash in April last year, we started praying, because we used to pray as student pilots. And during our time, we had 9 crashes, nobody died. The most outstanding one is that once your propeller bends, that aircraft can't lift. But there's a teaching that once you hit the ground hard, because you don't know what happened, you ram in power and go round again, so that people from the tower can check, is it a tire burst or whatever, so that you now know how to manage the landing. And this guy hit hard, went round the circuit, landed, and the propellers were bent. Go and study, go and think about it. It was an impossible situation. So we had to come back. Now we are general. So we started praying from April, and we are praying again, because last year was our promotion year, and God gave us words. But I started having a feeling for us to pray against wicked and unreasonable men. And eventually around September, October, God said we had the victory, and that we are going to have an unprecedented number of people promoted. And that's what happened. Because before us, the highest number of people promoted to Air Vice Marshal 2-star rank is 25. During our time, it was 29. Out of that 29, 15 were my mates. It had never happened. That's the highest number of promotion. And on the 21st of December, 2021, around 9:30, when I got the signal and I opened it, my name was not there. Kabaye. Till today, still the most unbelievable thing that has ever happened to me and to the whole world. I didn't waste my time crying. No. I switched off my phone and I entered my place. As at that time, it was later I now realized that because I had taken so much, and from director of regiment, they posted me to Boucher as a second in command at a very young age. So I was number 2. And it was a 2-star appointment. So in order to justify their foolishness, they now carried me to an insignificant unit in September last year. And everybody was wondering, why are you carrying him to such a unit in his promotion year? Little did we know that the plan had been since. Praise the Lord. So I entered my Holy of Holies, and I told God 2 things. Okay, no, before then, about 2 months before then, I heard in my spirit, if you are not promoted, what will you do? I said, I will kill them. And over a space of 2 months, the voice will come and ask the same question. And the last one, I said, I will worship God. And that was the last time I heard that voice. So when it did happen, I now realized it was God preparing me. So I entered, I said, Lord, if it is you, I'm satisfied with your plan. But if it is man, they will feel it. You can't touch the anointed. No. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You see, there is a plan. Some of us, we have felt it for you. You are not permitted to feel it again. No? You are not permitted to be denied promotion again. No? I have been denied promotion for you. Around 2 a.m., God spoke clearly. By the time I put on my phone the next morning, everybody was calling. And that's how from an insignificant unit of about 200 people, they posted me to a unit that was over 2,000 people. 10 times. Right now, I'm commanding the most influential unit in the Nigerian Air Force. I wouldn't even have got that if I was promoted 2-star. But the most important thing to me is that I was training 1,449 recruits and 49 cadets. And the first time I entered their chapel, you need to see my chapel, it's a 1,200 strong. By the time I entered my chapel, in the first ministration, 300 received Jesus with baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And then by the next Sunday, which I didn't attend because I was shuttling between SGC Kaduna and my own chapel, by the next Sunday, they said Muslims and Catholics came to church. By the time we were leaving, over 700 people had received Jesus with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I mean, I have a good set. Praise the Lord. Of course, I'm not going to trade that for anything, for any promotion. My time is up. But let me share some things about managing affliction from the 42 books, chapters of Job. In chapter 1, what you must learn is that when affliction comes, worship God. Don't say, is it me? Don't say, did I do anything wrong? No. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But does it end there? What's the concluding thing? God has delivered us from all. In Acts 7, 9, and 10, the Bible says that Joseph's brothers hated him. But God was with him, 1. God delivered him, 2. God gave him favor with those who matter, 3. God gave him wisdom to accomplish every task, 4. And God promoted him. Can you say, I'm promoted? So worship God. You must worship God, who he is and what he has finished for you through Christ Jesus. You are a child of God. All your sins are forgiven. Can you say all my sins are forgiven? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am loved. I am blessed. And you must know 5 things for you to be able to worship God appropriately. Number 1, you must know God himself. You must know God as I am that I am. Meaning that you must know God in every way possible. He's your slippers. He's your shirt. Is your cap, is your food, is your life, is your help. You must know him as I am that I am. Is Jehovah Jireh your provider? Is Jehovah Nissi your banner? Is Jehovah Sikenu your righteousness? You must know him as the I am that I am, whatever you want to call God. And that's why I like our tribal languages. I mean, they know how to describe God. You must also know him as love. And God's love is loyal. God's love obeys you. That's why it hearkens to the things you say. God's love values you. And God's love is expressive. He doesn't say he loves and he's doing another thing. Mumu people are telling us that there is a camera that the last day will show you your buttons. No, he does not keep a record of wrongs. You must know God as love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8, you must be breathing, thinking, eating it. Yes, sir. He's kind to you. He's patient to you. He's not rude to you. He rejoices at your victory. Yes, he never gives up on you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You must know God as source. Yes, one new thing I'm seeing with the younger one, you have a financial challenge. You are running to pastor. You are running to the rich people in church. You don't know, say you rich. Engage God. My father died last year, and in 3 weeks, we had over 29 million. We tithed over 3 million. Since then, we've stretched, though. Now, the least thing I control is 7 to 8 zeros. Why? God, I just entered God as I got that message. The next morning, God said, give me 1 hour. And he told me 3 things. He said, 1, I've gone ahead of you. Can you say he has gone ahead of me? I will surprise you with my love. Can you say God surprises me with his love? And 3, he said money will not be an issue. And from that time, money has never been an issue. Can you say concerning the Eden project? Money can never be an issue. No, it can't be an issue. 2, you must know the terms of the covenant. And that's the whole theme of this program. That all your sins are forgiven. God has declared you righteous. He can never do anything against you. Everything he does is for you. Can you say God is for me? Yes. 3, you must know who you are in Christ, your role and your purpose. Why are you in Glory Zone Church? Why are you in Joss? Why are you in any of the arms? Why are you in any of the units? You must know. You must know why you exist. Oh, two things changed my life. First was the slave girl. We don't even know her name. She told Naaman to go and get solution in her country. And why did Naaman, a general, established who conquered her, go? Because the world is looking for solution. They don't care where the solution comes from. And then number two, God told me that you are the only Patrick Babatunde Bobby Phillips that will ever exist. None before you, none after you. Why will I want to be like Dr. Karis? I want to be the best me possible. Can you say I'm the best me possible? Oh, strive for it. You must know your purpose. Number four, you must know what you have in Christ. In Romans 9:3-4, Passion Translation, it says we have seven things. We have the presence of God. Can you say I have the presence of God? We have the pact, that is the covenant. Can you say I have the pact? I have a pact with God. Number three, there is a plan, the Torah. I don't have time to talk about these things, the Torah. Number four, the place, the temple, this church. You must know your place. Number five, the promises. The prophecies and proclamations. Every word spoken over me is in this iPad. And all come to pass. Because it's my responsibility to lay hold. In 2 Peter 1:3 and 4, the Bible says that God has given us all that pertains to life and godliness according to knowledge. Then verse 4 now says, and that we partake of divinity, the life of God, holding on to precious promises after escaping the corruptions upon this earth. Can you say I've escaped? You must know God's word, though. I read God's word every year from Genesis to Revelation. From last year, I'm reading the New Testament 6 times. I've read the Good News, New International Version, New Living Translation, Message Translation for 6 years, the Living Bible for the last 4 years. Now I'm reading NIV again, and I'm reading Passion Translation. This is the second time I'm on the New Testament. I'm already after the Chronicles in the Old Testament, and I'm busy. So which excuse do you have? I've listened to and fro to China, 13 or 14 hours flight, the King James Version, to and fro, listening to it from Genesis to Revelation. The word of God, the Joshua 1:8 says, let this word of God not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Do everything to put it to practice, and you will make your way successful. Praise the Lord. I see people who say they are serious about their Christian faith and they are not serious about God's word. How does that work? John 1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The word and God are the same. So those who are God chasers are the word chasers. Talk about the place. Then what you have again is the people, brethren, all of us. That's why I celebrated the partners. And then the patriots, the anointed. That's why I don't play with my anointed. I don't play with them. Praise the Lord. Don't play with your anointed. Number five, you must know what you can do by Christ. Moving from basic to revelation to realization to responsibility knowledge. A lot of people are in revelation knowledge. No, you must move to realization knowledge, knowing that it is you. Taking, and then that realization, David, after he had been king, realized he was king. Then he took responsibility. The reason why people are not taking responsibility is they've not realized that they are born again. And being born again is the most important transformation upon this earth. The new creation is the most amazing creation of God. And I trust that you will submit to God in the name of Jesus. In Job 2, we see from verses 9 and 10 that Job told his wife, stop talking nonsense. Refuse every nonsense talk. Let me tell you, when affliction hits me, I don't want to hear any nonsense around me. Don't come and be telling me one religious stupidity that it's so God planned it. They are wicked and unreasonable people. Paul says that an effectual door has been opened unto me, but they are adversaries. Deal with adversaries. People are just taking what they should not take. Me, I don't take rubbish. In Matthew 15:22-28, this Canaanite woman came to meet Jesus. She was not qualified. And Jesus told her so. And she knew so. She said, but even crumbs satisfy. If crumbs can be satisfied unbelievers, is it you that has bread that you will not be satisfied? Can you say I'm satisfied? Healing is my bread. Healing is my right. Prosperity is my right. I excel in class. No unbeliever is permitted to be richer than I am, is permitted to do better than I am, is permitted to enjoy better than I do? No unbeliever. Number three, insist on your righteousness. Hey, time has gone. Oh. I will send the scriptures to Reverend Caris. But you will see from chapter 6, chapter 13, chapter 29, Job insisted on his righteousness. He's in an old covenant. Oh. He doesn't have blood that we have blood. The Bible didn't say you are righteous. The Bible says you are the righteousness of God. Meaning that if you want to see God's righteousness, they see you. Some young officers wanted to try me in my unit. I cleared their doubt. I'm righteous. Number four, position yourself to hear God. Because God speaks. 38 to 41, chapters 38 to 41. He speaks and we hear and are comforted. Let me tell you, no matter what they say, I love Reverend Caris and he knows. If I've still not heard from God, he no finish. Except he tells me that God said I should tell you. And he knows. Because he's my friend. We were preparing for this POP, this personal parade. It was the most amazing things we were doing. And as we were praying, my wife said, God has crowned all your efforts with good success. He hits me like a thunderbolt. And I knew that that was the rhema. Do you know when my boss will be talking, things will be going around? I said, God has crowned our efforts with good success. And he did. Can you say, God has crowned all my efforts with good success? Job 42. Bless those who hurt or mistreat you. Let's go to, I think that will be my last scripture, Matthew 5. I will say it's last, but you know I'm a preacher. And I know you are blessed, praise the Lord. You are a faith man now, you can't say you are not blessed. Hallelujah. Let me read Matthew 5 for you. You see, everybody thought that I was going to be depressed, lily livered and burying my head, for where I put in afterburners. They can't even believe what they are seeing. Praise the Lord. Why is that? Matthew 5:43 from Message Translation. I love how Message put it. It says, you are familiar with the old written law. Love your friend and its unwritten companion. Hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. Every challenge is a call to prayer.
Yes, sir.
It's not a call to cry and a call to pity party. Respond with the energies of prayer. For then you are walking out your true selves, your God-created self. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun, to warm and the rain to flourish to everyone, regardless of the good and bad, the nice and nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. You are kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others the way God lives towards you. Rise to your feet. From today, you are not permitted to fail. You are righteous. And stop thinking nonsense. Let me tell you, it's because you can handle it. That's why it came. God will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. They say, this man, was it his sin or his parents' sin? He said, neither. It's for the glory of God to be seen. And it's time for the glory of God to be seen.
Yes, sir.
So start receiving and expecting challenges. Oh, you didn't say yes, sir. I say it's time for the glory of God to be seen.
Yes, sir.
So start receiving and expecting challenges.
Yes, sir.
And you level them like a leveler. You are a mountain leveler. You are a giant slayer. Don't be afraid of problems. Do you want to see me calm? Is in the midst of chaos, sleeping like Jesus. Just deploy God. Just deploy God. No, it's not your fight.
Yes, sir.
Say, be still and let me be God. Just deploy God. Can you say,
I deploy God?
So in it all, we count it all joy and receive the unimaginable blessings that come. We are more than conquerors and enjoy victory in affliction. We know and walk in the fullness of God like Jesus. As God does, we do. Can you say, as God does, I do? As I hear God, I speak. And what I say is the answer. Last year, God brought us into our wealthy place. And you have entered your wealthy place. Last year, God said that we will enjoy the honor that comes from God alone. And you enjoy the honor that comes from God alone. Oh, this year, God says he has escalated our influence. Glory Zone Church, I'm telling you, they are calling you in Brazil. They are calling you in the United Arab Emirates. They are calling you in Asia. Because God himself has escalated your influence. Oh, there is a mighty supply on the double. And is manifesting in 10 times more. Oh, God has done unimaginable things for him. We speak the things he's saying. Let every disappointment become a celebration for you. Let every affliction become a triumph for you. Receive quick comforts and unimaginable testimonies of healing, of wealth, of your marriage, of your relationships in the workplace, concerning your academics, concerning everything that is committed into your hands. Hey, Pastor Penny helped me this morning as she led us to pray, and I saw something kabaye that is in line with what she said. A prophecy from my father in the Lord, which I will use to round up, and then I'll be out of your face. Okay, we are still doing question and answer, but I know that your questions have been answered. I see a door open. Then I see doors open, and the Spirit of God is indicating we step into it and into them to higher grounds. Press. I say press. You know, and I've been talking about stretch, isn't it? So stretch. There's going to be an instant change in your life. No, I didn't hear you. There is going to be an instant change in your life and in your ministry. The way people perceive you, because you step into a higher level of love, the compassion of God, as you follow the Spirit of the living God. This is the key, compassion. The compassion that is unlocked on the inside of you, you are allowed to flow out to people. Higher grounds, higher places of visions, of revelations, of activities. Now, not activities of the natural, but the activities of the super that overrides the natural. And it is seen in the natural. Take advantage of these things by acting and doing them. As you do in the spiritual, you will rise up to do the things you are designed to do. Be in the place of walking in the supernatural, and it can be learnt. As you do and apply yourself to them, you will rise higher and higher. And suddenly, you will look back and many years have been skipped. Glory! Many years have been skipped. Time has been skipped. Places have been skipped. Positions have been skipped to higher levels. Higher levels of the spirit, to places that you belong, to the place of the supernatural. Give the Lord a shout. Am I standing here for the question?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you been blessed? Can you celebrate Jesus one more time? Amen.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.